Hey, I'm Dr. Kira Barr, and welcome to the Skinny Dipping Prescription Podcast, where we're stripping away the mindset blocks, myths, and misinformation about tough and taboo topics that are getting in the way of you living, looking, and feeling your best. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal who happens to be a dual board certified integrative dermatologist, certified mind-body medicine practitioner, and emotional transformation coach, which means we're blending science with soul to redefine skincare as the embodiment of your lived experience through no BS conversations, straight up truths, and tangible, actionable advice that will help you strengthen connections, confidence, and amplify your resilience. Every episode, you get a prescription on how to strip it down, do the work, and experience pleasure on a whole new level. So pull up a seat, make yourself comfortable, and dare to bear all, because I promise you that getting naked has never felt this good. Welcome to the first episode. I'm so excited that you have joined me. And I want to talk about a topic today that I think is really, really important, and it really is my why for starting this podcast. It's all based around how you see yourself, right? Because how you see yourself matters. When I say that, it seems like a pretty innocuous and simple statement, right? Like, how you see yourself matters, okay. So let me ask you, how do you see yourself? What do you see when you look in the mirror? Who do you see? Are you eyeing yourself and giving yourself a wink or a high five? Or are you sizing up your thighs? Maybe tugging at your tummy or worried about your wrinkles? Listen, I'm not a gambler. But from my own personal experience and my experience with thousands of women in my coaching practice and that I've encountered throughout the years in my dermatology practice, I'm betting that the latter is in the driver's seat more often than the former, right? And if that's the case for you, listen, no judgment. You're not alone. I mean, I've been there too. And I mean, let's just take a look at the weight loss industry, okay? The global weight loss industry in 2021, I looked up these statistics, it was $254 billion in 2021. And that's just supposed to skyrocket like to $377 billion in like the next 5 years. Oh my God, right? And the beauty industry, let's just take a look at that for a second. The global beauty industry market is valued at over $500 billion in 2021, right? The beauty and personal care market, it's going to hit a jaw-dropping $716 billion in the next 4 years. That's not even like the U.S. cosmetic market alone is worth a staggering $62+ billion. Like, that's a shit ton of money. And there are statistics that show that women in the U.S. spend over $300 a month, which adds up to over $250,000 throughout their lifetime on their appearance. Several years ago, Dove did a survey and found that 96% of women around the world describe themselves as average, leaving just 4% to consider themselves beautiful. I mean, that's jaw-dropping, isn't it? And yes, someone argued there were some flaws in how they did the survey, but still, 96% of women considering themselves average, just a mere 4% considering themselves beautiful. And listen, the women aren't the only ones. There's a survey that 1 in 10 men thought they were hot, right? Translating to 9% of men considering themselves handsome, as opposed to 2% of the women that thought they were beautiful. So sure, men thought a little bit more highly of themselves, but those are still pretty pitiful numbers. So while men may be more confident in their looks, like, those numbers are still really low, which means all of us struggle with feeling comfortable and confident in our skin at some point. Right, the messaging and marketing of the beauty industry is, listen, as fabulous as some of those products may be, and I use them. I'm not trying to poo-poo products per se, but the messaging and advertising tactics that are being used largely highlight this idea that we need to be fixed or nipped or tucked or covered up or made up in some way to be something other than who we are. So how are you supposed to look in the mirror and be satisfied with what you see when you're constantly being bombarded with messages and images that you know, you could only experience satisfaction with yourself if you've achieved like some idealistic way of being, right? Only if you change the way that you look or the way that you dress or the way you groom your intimate bits, for God's sakes, right? And the list goes on. So what happens? We buy in, right? We believe the hype. We believe that we need to be fixed to become a better version of ourselves. So we cover up our perceived flaws with makeup and procedures like laser and filler and Botox and cosmetic surgery. And we address the surface and change what you can see on the outside to be more acceptable, a better version of ourselves. But what about the inside? How are you feeling beneath those layers? Are you hiding in plain sight? Listen, don't get mad. Like, I know a good hair day can put a spring in my step like no other. And I also know that that energy fades as quickly as my hair falls flat, which is pretty damn quick, which is really kind of frustrating because blowouts are not, you know, not cheap. But, right, it's the whole reason why we need to go beyond skin deep. Like, I'm a dermatologist by training, and I'm a woman in my 40s, and I'm noticing the shifts in my body, the changes in my hormones and my skin as I'm maturing. And like I said, I'm not dissing skincare products or aesthetic procedures by any means. And there's no shame in buying them or indulging in them. In fact, I've indulged in plenty of them. Right, and I'd be a hypocrite to say that I haven't, but what I'm suggesting is that we look at our reasons for investing those thousands on your appearance without judgment, right? Not from a place of shame or guilt, but from a place of curiosity. Are you attempting to mask your perceived flaws, or are you making that investment in yourself because you want to adorn your assets, right? It's really important to just know your why, to get curious so you can decide on purpose if that's the way you want to continue to invest in yourself. Because listen, investing in yourself is the greatest investment you can make. And you might be like, hell yeah, Kira, I do. I do it because I care about myself. I care about how I feel, and it makes me feel effing fabulous. I love it. That is fabulous. Embrace that, celebrate that, and enjoy indulging in all the things that nurture that feeling. On the flip side, I've encountered way too many folks who think that by getting the makeover or having the surgery or spending the thousands on products, that they're going to feel different, that they're going to feel more confident or more beautiful, finally feel more calm, more ease, more pleasure. But I hate to be the bearer of bad news, because it usually doesn't work that way. Let me tell you how I know, right? I know because back in 2012, I was still practicing traditional dermatology as a skin cancer melanoma specialist. And despite doing all the quote-unquote right things, right? I was eating what I thought was healthy. I was exercising. In fact, I was running marathons at the time, juggling a career, marriage, kids, all the things. I had to diagnose myself with the very disease I was treating. And listen, having to diagnose myself with melanoma was humbling, right? Because as a physician, I should have known how to take better care of myself. But that diagnosis was just the beginning of a downward spiral of my health. And I hit rock bottom. Like, that was my wake-up call, or at least one of them. During these episodes, you will hear, I was totally deaf for a really long time, what my body and my skin was trying to tell me. So it definitely took a few nudges and then a hard shove to get me to change my ways. But like, that diagnosis was a wake-up call to how I was living and how I was thinking needed to change, right? All the exercising, the dieting, the product using, and the Botoxing, it wasn't a damn thing for the real reason that was driving all of that action. I wasn't doing anything for the shame and the discomfort of being in my skin. And up until that point, I hadn't connected the dots why I even wound up in dermatology in the first place. But after digging deeper and going beyond the surface, I realized that being made fun of for my appearance as a kid, constantly being judged for my weight, my hair, the birthmarks on my face, you know, everything else, that as a teen and a young woman, it fed my inner critic. And it created a negative narrative that became the compass from which I navigated every decision. Because I thought if my appearance wasn't pleasing, right? If my appearance was displeasing to others, to society at large, right? I was a short, 5'4" brunette with frizzy hair. Like, I needed to figure out a way to be pleasing. So I pushed myself. I pushed myself to please my professors and get good grades, pushed myself to whittle my body to be a pleasing size by overexercising, pushed myself to get into a specialty that ultimately, and I have much gratitude for this, that it would ultimately open my eyes to how I had been hiding in plain sight. As a dermatologist, I had to get people naked physically to help them save their life. A little sidebar here, because as a skin cancer melanoma specialist, like I can't not share that skin cancer is the most prevalent cancer in the United States. I don't think most people appreciate that, right? But it is. It's not just in the United States, but in countries around the world. And because it's on the surface, you know, and most often readily treated, most people, you know, you cut it out and forget about it. So I had to get people naked physically to help them save their lives. And I always, another sidebar, on the date of your birthday, my invitation is always to party in your birthday suit, to check that suit for any uninvited guests. And there's a whole chapter in my book, The Skin Whisperer, that tells you exactly what to look for. So you can always use that as a resource. But after getting people naked physically to help them save their life, what I realized after 20 years in medicine and my own personal journey is that I also needed to get naked mentally, emotionally, and spiritually so that I wasn't just surviving, but so that I could thrive. Because beneath the surface of the most common skin ailments is the impact of stress on our body. Right? If you look at statistics, upwards of 80%, 90% of all doctor's visits are for stress-related ailments. And skin issues are among the number one reason people go to the doctor, which means what shows up on your skin is telling a story about the stress that's happening beneath it in all its different forms. Right? It's not just the mental and emotional stress. There is something called the exposome. It's like all the stressors in our environment that impact our health and our well-being. So what shows up on your skin is telling a story about the stress that's happening beneath it. And more importantly, what shows up on your skin is telling a story about how you're showing up in it. If you're showing up confident, powerful, and joyous, or perhaps anxious, insecure, and overwhelmed. And like I said, stress comes in many forms. In the upcoming episodes, we will dive deeper into these and what you can do about it. And I'm not here to tell you that I have it all figured out, right? I always say that we teach best what we need to learn the most, which is why I am so passionate about working with women to help them manage their minds so they can create mind-blowing results in their lives. I'm doing the work too. I'm right there with them. But my life's work has become to teach other skills, to help regulate your nervous system, to help rebalance your hormones naturally so that you can become the CEO of your health, to become the CEO of your life. And I'm in it with you like every single day because together, this is how we rise. So my intention for the conversations on this podcast are to let you know that you're not alone, that we all feel like we're hiding behind layers sometimes. So I'm going to give you the prescription to help you face your fears so you can take action, live the best version of your life, whatever, however that looks according to your rules, and grow those massive dreams that keep you awake at night. You're going to stop waiting for someone to give you permission, and you're going to take the plunge, I hope, with me and Dare to Bear All. Go skinny dipping so that the fullest expression of you is revealed. Because I promise you, if you are willing to do that, getting naked will have never felt so good. Right? Like, how amazing would that be to have that, right? Just no big deal. Like, I'm just here in all my naked glory and it feels amazing. So your prescription for now is to pay attention to how you see yourself. Like when you look in the mirror, what do you see? Who do you see? What is the conversation that you are having? What is the story you are telling yourself about yourself? Because awareness, it's the most powerful first step to making change. So rather than critiquing and criticizing your features and finding flaws, I'm inviting you to instead discover three things that you can appreciate about what your body and skin can do for you. Your eyelashes, for instance, right? Maybe you think they're not long enough or curly enough, and you think you need eyelash extensions or many, many coats of mascara. But what if you appreciated those lashes for the function they perform for your body? Like how they protect your eyes so you can see the radiant colors of the sunset. Or maybe those thighs that have stretch marks, well, at least mine do. They've got stretch marks and cellulite and whatever. So maybe yours do too. And you think that they should be in Spanx or look different in some way. And you're hating on your thighs. But my offer and invitation to you is when you look in the mirror, perhaps you can, again, focus on their function. Those legs, those thighs, cellulite in all their glory, are what enable you to take a walk on the beach and feel the sensation of sand between your toe. Or that tummy, right? That stomach, right? Maybe it's you're worrying about the muffin top or the menopause muffin top, as we refer to it sometimes. You think you need to sculpt it with liposuction. But beneath that surface is a powerhouse that's responsible for nourishing your body so you can chase those bold dreams that you have. So this is simply an invitation, your prescription that you can follow or not, adjust it, modify it to meet your needs, and know that it's a practice, which means that doing it once isn't likely going to make a big shift, right? It's a compound effect. The more you practice, the more consistent you are, the more you will benefit. And I promise you, the more you do it, the more comfortable and confident you will feel in your skin. So try doing it every day this week. I even offer that you put it as an appointment in your calendar on your phone. So an alert will go off. And every day, find features that you can focus on from a place of appreciation, maybe for gratitude for the function they perform rather than their appearance, because that's one step closer. Appreciation and gratitude will bring you one step closer to maybe loving that skin that you're in eventually. It's a big gap, I know. For many of us, it's a big gap. So all I'm asking is just to bring your awareness to how you are seeing yourself, how you're talking to yourself, the stories you're telling yourself about yourself. I would love it if you try it every day this week. Send me a note. Let me know how it goes. And if you'd like to dive deeper into how you can build your self-trust, self-love, and embodied comfort and confidence in your skin, I have a couple of options for you. Number one, I do have a few spots open for one-on-one coaching. And number two, you can sign up for my free 5-day mindset reset experience so that you can become an unstoppable force, come out of hiding, learn the 5 steps that will help boost your energy, dramatically amplify resilience, and create more calm, ease, and comfort in your skin in less than 10 minutes a day. I'm serious. So if you're interested in connecting me in either of these ways, I'll drop a link for you in the show notes. And because I'm obsessed with elevating women's voices and creating a brave space for us to be heard, I would love it if you would rate, review, share, subscribe to this podcast so that we can help women everywhere strip away the layers holding them back and live life to the fullest. I can't wait to dive in with you on the next episode of The Skinny Dipping Prescription. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of The Skinny Dipping Prescription podcast. If you're struggling with anxiety, stress, or feeling uncomfortable in your skin, head over to the show notes to grab the links to take our quiz to find out why that is and what you can do about it. That's yourskincarequiz.com. You can also connect with me at drkirabar.com or on Instagram, or get on our mailing list to find out about our upcoming workshops, events, and all the other goodness we share with our community. Getting on our list is the best way to find out all about it. You can grab those links in the show notes. I am so grateful that you're here, and I would be honored if you would rate, review, subscribe, and share the podcast on social media, or perhaps with a friend who needs the support, whatever feels good to you. I hope you have a great week, and I can't wait to catch up with you on the next episode of The Skinny Dipping Prescription.